from the opening lesson.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, the peace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with you. As our brother Emo has died with the Lord, so may he live with him in glory.
A reading from the Book of Wisdom. The souls of the just are in the hand of God, and no torment shall touch them. They seemed in the view of the foolish to be dead, and their passing away was thought. And their passing away was thought an affliction. And they're going forth from us utter destruction. But they are in peace. For if in the eyes of men indeed they be punished, yet is their hope full of immortality. Chastised a little, they shall be greatly blessed, because God tried them and found them worthy of himself. As gold in the furnace, he proved them, and as sacrificial offerings, he took them to himself. Those who trust in him shall understand truth, and the faithful shall abide with him in love, because grace and mercy are with his holy ones, and his care is with his elect. This is the word of the Lord.
Thank you. A reading from the first letter of John. Dear friends, let us love one another, for love comes from God. Everyone who loves has been born of God and knows God. Whoever does not love does not know God, because God is love. This is how God showed his love among us. He sent his one and only Son into the world that we might live through him. This is love. Not that we loved God, but that he loved us and sent his Son as an atoning sacrifice for our sins. Dear friends, since God so loved us, we also ought to love one another. No one has ever seen God, but if we love one another, God lives in us and his love is made complete in us. We love because he first loved us. If anyone says, "I love God," yet hates his brother, he is a liar. For anyone who does not love his brother whom he has seen cannot love God whom he has not seen. And he has given us this command: whoever loves God must also love his brother. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Give them some food yourselves. But they said to him, "Are we to buy 200 days' wages worth of food and give it to them to eat?" He asked them, "How many loaves do you have? Go and see." And when they had found out, they said, 5 loaves and 2 fish." So he gave orders to have them sit down in groups on the green grass. The people took their places in rows by hundreds and by fifties. Then taking the 5 loaves and the 2 fish, and looking up to heaven, he said the blessing, broke the loaves and gave them to his disciples to set before the people. He also divided the 2 fish among them all. They all ate, and were satisfied. And they picked up 12 wicker baskets full of fragments and what was left of the fish. Those who ate of the loaves were 5,000 men. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
The souls of the just are in the hands of God. My brothers and sisters in Christ, dear family, death can come to us in many forms. It can come as a thief, rubbing us of life unexpectedly. Or death can come as a friend, as a relief of a long illness or extended period of suffering. Pain, suffering, and disease are part of the human experience. There is something all people have in common, whatever they found themselves, wherever they live, or whatever they find themselves in life. And while suffering and disease make life extremely difficult, pain and suffering make death easier. Pain and suffering help us to accept the possibility of our own death, and finally to accept death itself. The pain and suffering that Emil has suffered throughout his whole life may make this day a little bit easier. It may even be a welcome relief that Emil suffers no more. Emil rests in the hands of a merciful God, away from all the suffering, away from all the death, away from all disease. But at the same time, in our hearts, we may have questions. Why? Why God could permit so much suffering? Why God, who is all good and loving, can permit suffering? These questions, my brothers and sisters, have been with us throughout the whole, through the beginning, from the beginning of creation. People had those questions, why there is suffering, why there is death. And no one can answer those questions. I myself cannot give you a satisfying answer to those questions. But faith, my brothers and sisters, which we hold on today and we have in our hearts today, can give us an answer. An answer or fulfill our questions and give us assurance that God is present in suffering in the life of those who suffer up to the moment of their death. God is with you right now, my brothers and sisters, as you suffer the loss of Emil. Whatever you feel, relief, God is with you. Faith gives us hope through the words of today's first reading from the Book of the Wisdom, that the souls of the just are in the hands of God. Emil rests in the hands of God. You have that hope. Otherwise, you wouldn't be here. Emil rests now in God's hands. Just as certainly he is resting in your hearts, and he will rest in your hearts forever. Faith assures us and gives us hope that this God is not just a supreme being, an unmoved mover. This God is no mere philosophical thought. No, this God is a Trinitarian God, a personal God who knows and loves us. A God who sent his only Son here on earth. God who knew the suffering and the needs of his people. And the gospel today shows us this beautiful, beautiful knowledge of God, that yes, he knows our suffering and he wants to fulfill us. God who sent his only Son to suffer for us, who he himself suffered. Who knew suffering, through his Son. That is our belief, my brothers and sisters. And Abel, in his simple way, also had a belief. Had a belief in a Creator who created the world. God, yes, God gave him the knowledge and gave him an ability to learn about the creation of God. But in a beautiful way, Abel didn't keep this knowledge to himself. First, he gave this knowledge of creation through astronomy, through physics, through science, to his family. And then to the people. And many of you who are gathered here today probably experienced his knowledge, his joy of giving the knowledge to others. And in the simple way, he answered, in the simple way, the call to share God's creation with others. We come today in grief, but we also come today in faith, my brothers and sisters, in faith that gives us hope, and reminds us of the great things that Abel has done for us. May the Lord show him his mercy. May the Lord continue sharing his wisdom with him through all eternity. And may Abel come to know his mercy and knowledge. Let us pray for another today. My brothers and sisters, pray. Pray for Abel every day. And pray for his family every day. And as you mourn, my dear family, as you mourn the passing of Abel, may you be touched by the presence of God in your life. A presence of God that was there when Abel shared his love with you, his knowledge with you. May the Lord give you peace. May the Lord keep you in the faith. May the Lord, in our hope, bring Abel to eternal life. May God bless you now and always. Let us stand for the prayers of the faithful.
For the leaders of our world, country, and community, that they may carry out their responsibilities with honesty and integrity, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For all our religious leaders, that they may lead people on the path of truth and light, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For tolerance and respect, for an openness to neighbors and strangers, for the broadening of our horizons and an awareness of what is happening in our world, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For the leaders of our government, that they may work to remedy the deficiencies of our healthcare system so that all who need care will receive it, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For those who cared for Abel in his illness, and for all who provide assistance and comfort to the sick, that they may be strengthened in their care and compassion, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For the family and friends of Abel who seek comfort and consolation, heal their pain, and dispel the darkness and doubt that come from grief, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
God of holiness and power, accept our prayers on behalf of your servant Abel. Do not count his deeds against him, for in his heart he desired to do your will. As his faith united him to your people on earth, so may your mercy join him with the angels in heaven. We ask this through Christ our Lord.
Amen.
Please be seated for the preparation of the hymns.
Please join in singing our hymn for the preparation of the gifts, number 476, Eye Has Not Seen, number 476.
God, the Almighty Father.
May the Lord accept the sacrifice of your hands
for the praise and glory of his name, for our good and the cause of the church.
Lord, accept the suffering we offer for our brother Emil on the day of his burial. May your love cleanse him from his human weakness and forgive any sins he has committed. We ask this through Christ our Lord.
Amen.
The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Lift up your hearts.
Lift them up to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is right to give thanks and praise.
Father, all-powerful and ever-living God, we do well always and everywhere to give you thanks through Jesus Christ, our Lord. In him who rose from the dead, our hope of resurrection dawned. The sadness of death gives way to the bright promise of immortality. Lord, for your faithful people, life is changed, not ended. When the body of our earthly dwelling lies in death, we gain our everlasting dwelling place in heaven. And so with all the choirs of angels in heaven, we proclaim your glory and join in their unending hymn of praise. Take this, all of you, and eat it. This is my body, which will be given up for you. When supper was ended, he took the cup. Again he gave thanks and praise, gave the cup to his disciples, and said, "Take this, all of you, and drink from it. This is the cup of my blood, the blood of the new and everlasting covenant. It will be shed for you and for all, so that sins may be forgiven. Do this in memory of me."
Christ has died. Christ is risen.
ascension into heaven, and ready to greet him when he comes again, we offer you in thanksgiving this holy and living sacrifice. Look with favor on your church's offering, and see the victim whose death has reconciled us to yourself. Grant that we who are nourished by his body and blood may be filled with his Holy Spirit and become one body, one spirit in Christ. May he make us an everlasting gift to you and enable us to share in the inheritance of your saints with Mary, the Virgin Mother of God, with the apostles, the martyrs, and all your saints on whose constant intercession we rely for help. Lord, may the sacrifice which has made our peace with you advance the peace and salvation of all the world. Strengthen in faith and love your pilgrim church on earth. Your servant, Pope Benedict, Archbishop Justin, with his assistant bishops and all the bishops, with the clergy and the entire people your Son has gained for you. Father, hear the prayers of the family you have gathered here before you. In mercy and love, unite all your children, wherever they may be. Remember Emil. In baptism, he died with Christ. May he also share his resurrection when Christ will raise our mortal bodies and make them like his own in glory. Welcome into your kingdom our departed brothers and sisters and all who have left this world in your friendship. There we hope to share in your glory when every tear will be wiped away. On that day we shall see you, our God, as you are. We shall become like you and praise you forever through Christ our Lord, from whom all good things come. Through him, with him, in him, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, all glory and honor is yours, Almighty Father, forever and ever.
You take away the sins of the world.
This is the Lamb of God who takes away the sins of the world. Happy are those who are called to the supper.
Lord, I am worthy to receive you, and I will say the word of the shepherd.
Our communion hymn is number 322, Gift of Finest Wheat, number 322.
To eat.
Let us pray. Lord God, in whom all find refuge, we appeal to your boundless mercy. Grant to the soul of your servant Emil a kindly welcome, cleansing of sin, release from the chains of death, and entry into everlasting life. We ask this through Christ our Lord.
Amen.
Please be seated.
Thank you for coming today to honor the memory of my father, Emil John Walczak Jr. My father had a successful career as a chemist and a research manager with the DuPont Corporation. He contributed to the development of textiles and plastics that improved lives, like Dacron, a kind of polyester used in clothing, Nomex, a fire-resistant fabric used to protect firefighters, and Kiana, a leading-edge artificial silk product related to nylon that was popular in the 1970s. Better living through chemistry was the old DuPont advertising slogan. My father believed in that and worked towards that goal. He retired as director of the pioneering research laboratory at the DuPont Experimental Station in Wilmington, the largest research and development facility run by DuPont, and one of the first industrial research laboratories in the country. My father was interested in astronomy at an early age. He built his first telescope in high school. He joined the Delaware Astronomical Society, the DAS, in the 1950s. He owned and assembled several telescopes. He did astrophotography and photoelectric photometry. A few years later, in 1958, he became publicity chair, observatory chair, and eventually president. For many years, he was active with the Mount Cuba Astronomical Observatory. After he retired, he managed the observatory. My father was interested in radio electronics as an undergraduate at MIT and worked at the campus radio station WMIT. During his senior year, 1951-52, he managed WMIT. He bought his first personal computer, a Commodore PET, in the 1970s. The technology fascinated him, and he wanted to bring together people who shared his fascination. He founded the Mainline Commodore Users Group in 1982 and served as its president. He was active with the Commodore Mainline User Group. His curiosity continued through the end of his life. Just weeks before his death, he was learning about podcasts, exploring this technology for audio over the internet. In all three fields, astronomy, radio, computers, he did not remain a hobbyist. He wanted to share his knowledge with others. He either took the initiative to bring people together, or he stepped up to serve organizations that were already doing it. You know, being involved in organizations can be good for your romantic life. My father met my mother at a DAS star party hosted by Al Weber. I think Al's here. Thank you, Al. His passion for sharing knowledge extended beyond talking to other hobbyists and grew into community service as he reached out to teach the public. At the Mount Cuba Observatory, he conducted educational outreach programs like public nights and often lectured at them. He helped quite a few Boy Scouts get merit badges. At the Westchester Area Senior Center, he organized a computer club called the CompForum, Computer Forum. He improved the computer literacy and skills of many seniors. In Birmingham Township, he was elected to public office to help monitor and run elections. He worked at the polls for several years. How did his spirit affect me? I mean, doesn't every family have a basement with a wood shop, metal shop, darkroom, electronics lab, as well as a backyard with a small observatory? My father encouraged a spirit of learning and inquiry in me. When I was a kid, he took me to the Jones Observatory in Chattanooga, Tennessee, where the Barnard Astronomical Society met. I saw my first lunar eclipse at a star party we went to. He taught me to solder, gave me my first Radio Shack P-Box electronics kit, a crystal radio receiver. He bought me a Heathkit metronome kit and gave me pointers for putting it together. I wrote my first computer programs in the BASIC language on the family Commodore PET, and he brought me along to meetings of the computer club in Philadelphia. Both my parents were always involved in clubs and organizations. While my father was active in astronomy and computer clubs, my mother is active in church, frequently does volunteer work, and has edited the newsletter of the Delaware Mineralogical Society. My parents set an example by being part of organizations and helping others. My father was a good man, a loving husband, a caring father. He had a spirit of kindness. When I was a kid, there were times when I cried at home because I had been bullied at school. My father soothed me, tried to cheer me up, and build my confidence. When his father was gravely afflicted by a stroke, my father took me along on a trip to the nursing home in Omaha, Nebraska, where his father was being cared for. My grandfather was awake and sitting up, but his mind was gone and he couldn't recognize his own son. My father spoke to him tenderly and with great affection, and that kindness made an impression on me. My father's spirit of curiosity and kindness, his passion for sharing knowledge and serving his community, helped make me who I am. I am grateful for his example and his influence. We heard Father Martin read from the Gospel of Mark. Giving and sharing knowledge is like the gospel story of Jesus sharing the loaves and fishes. Knowledge can be taught without diminishing it, whether you share it with 5 or 5,000. Everyone has the whole of that knowledge, and we all become more wealthy as a result. Let us aspire to share with each other. Let me close by thanking you all again for coming to honor the memory of my father. You will honor my father's memory if you never stop learning. You will honor my father's memory if you pursue your passions. Find new ways to reach out and share them with others, and thereby serve your community. Thank you.
Please stand. Before we go our separate ways, let us take leave of our brother Emil. May our farewell express our affection for him. May it ease our sadness and strengthen our hope. One day we shall joyfully greet him again when the love of Christ, which conquers all things, destroys even death itself. Sure and certain hope of the resurrection to eternal life through our Lord Jesus Christ, we commend to Almighty God our brother Emil. The Lord bless him and keep him. The Lord make his face to shine upon him and be gracious to him. The Lord lift up his countenance upon him and give him peace. In the sure hope of the resurrection, we take leave of our brother Emil. Let us go in peace.
Ladies and gentlemen, I've been asked to announce that everyone here is invited to return with the family at the Conquerville Inn immediately following the interment, which will be held at Birmingham Lafayette Cemetery. So again, everyone is welcome to return. If you cannot make it to the cemetery at 12 o'clock at the Conquerville Inn. And also, ladies and gentlemen, for those who are going to be going to the cemetery, please see one of our staff members in the back, and they will issue you a sticker for your vehicle, and then we will line you up for the procession.
Our closing hymn this morning is number 439, On the Eagle's Wings, number 439.